writes that when you are to do a minyan census, kisisa sosh b'nei sof kudehem, v'nasnu ish kofa nafshu l'ashem v'kodosam, v'lo yevehem negev v'kodosam. Rashi explains, kishe tachbo sukabo schum minyanam, l'das kama heim, al timnim l'gugoles. When you're going to do a census, don't count your head, the heads, elo yitnu kolecha machsa shekel v'timnes ashkolem. So don't do it directly, do it through the machsa shekel. V'lo yevehem negev, that if you do a census directly, it will create an ayin hara, and it can create all kinds of problems, like we find Dever came to made David that he did a census. This is a pasuk in Chumash, an explanation of Rashi, that to count individual heads of Jews is a notion of ayin hara by focusing attention on one individual from the cloud, and therefore you have to do it indirectly. So we all know this idea that when you have a minion, you don't know if you have a minion, you don't count directly. Let's understand the makoros for this. You have this pasuk in Chumash, then you have a Gemara in Yuma in the beginning of the second parak, and Daf Chav Beis on the base. It's connected to the Mishnah there that talks about when they used to do pious, a lottery of Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. So they would stick out their fingers, and they would have a number, and based on whatever number it would be, they would know who would be getting whatever particular privilege. So in that Gemara, the Chav Beis on Beis in Yuma, there's a Memra of Rav Yitzchak. The Gemara quotes Rav Yitzchak, who said, "Asa limnos es Yisrael filu dvar mitzvah," that it's asa to count Jews even for dvar mitzvah. How do we know? Dichsiv. Now, he doesn't quote the pasuk in Kisis. He quotes a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, Vayifkedein Babozek, that one of the wars that was waged by Shaul HaMelech, he had everybody give, Rashi says, a piece of pottery, Shivrei Cheres, and based on that, he knew how many soldiers he had. That's what Bozek means. Maskevo Rav Ashi, how do you know that we're talking about giving shards of pottery? Maybe Bozek is just the name of a place. He counted them in Bozek. So they quote another pasuk in Shmuel also, a different war that Shaul was waging. Rashi explains that he had everyone bring a tle, a sheep, and the king had many sheep. Everyone would bring a sheep, and then they counted the sheep, and they knew how many people, how many soldiers were there. So this is a memra of the Gemara, Amr of Yitzchak, Asa Limnos Es Yisrael. Sounds like it's an Isser. And the Shaila is it an Isser Daraisa? Is it a Drabanan? Is it just a Stama, a Melitza in the Gemara, Asser Limnos? How seriously should we take this? Amr of Elazar, right after this, the Gemara continues, Ko Amon Es Yisrael Over Balav. If you count Jews, you're over Balav. Shenem V'ayim Mispar B'nei Yisrael Kechol Yom Shelo Yimad. The pasuk in the beginning of Hosea, it's Haftorah of Midbar, that Asher lo yimad. Nachma Yitzchak says over b'shnei lavin, shnema lo yimad v'lo yisafer. These psukim are divrei Kabbalah. It's hard to imagine it's a doraisa based on divrei Kabbalah. But the lashon in the Gemara is over b'lav. Again, you find sometimes in the Gemara over b'lav, it doesn't mean literally a doraisa. The other question to consider is, and Mashar already asked this, why doesn't the Gemara quote the pasuk in Kisisa? They have a pasuk in Chumash. Why do you have to quote Navi? The Mashah says that you could have learned Pshat in the pasuk in Chumash differently. That they were giving the chatzi shekel as a kapara for chet ha'egel, and therefore that's why they needed to give this machzor shekel shlo yibehem negev. But it has nothing to do with the notion of counting and a problem of counting. The difficulty with the Mashas Pshat is the Gemara in Brachas, the end of Brachas, and Daf Samach Beis, seems to suggest that no, this is in fact an Issa to count, Kisisa, because it's talking about David there, and the onus that David experienced with the Dever, as Rashi himself quotes in Chumash, and the Gemara says, Im Hashem Asischa bi, Amar v'laza, Amar kash baruch hu David, Mesis karisli, harini machshilcha, b'davar shafil t'nogos shebis rabban yodim also. I'm going to cause you to stumble on even something that children know. Dichsiv, And then David counted, and he didn't take a kofar, and therefore you have a deva that broke out. Sounds like there is a basis in Chumash to this issue. Other Achronim, Sfasemes, I believe, says that you need the pasuk in Shmuel and the pasuk in Hosea because there's a difference between the case of counting an entire population, like in the case of Kisisa, that could be an issue based on the pasuk, Kisisa, Sosh B'nai Yisrael, entire Jewish people, and counting a segment of the population. Shaul didn't have the entire Kal Yisrael that he was counting, he was counting how many soldiers he had. So if you're counting a segment of the population, then you don't have the Isser of Kisisa. You have Sukkim and Nach that you can use. That's one, maybe, one answer. Another possibility is that in the case of Shaul, it's a Dvar Mitzvah. He was having a Mohammed Mitzvah, and you have to know how many soldiers he had. So the census itself was a Mitzvah. That was the Mimra of Rabbi Yitzchak. Asurim Nisal Filu Dvar Mitzvah. So in the Pasuk in Kisisa, the census wasn't a mitzvah, the Machzor Shekel was a mitzvah. But to take the census wasn't a mitzvah. So how do you know even with Dvar Mitzvah? That's the Pasuk in Navi. What if it's not with Dvar Mitzvah? So then can you still count if it's not direct? So the Tosis read on that Gemara is Medaik. So he says, Davar Acher would not help if it's not Lidvar Mitzvah. That's a Chiddush here in Tosfos Rid. And the Maaseh to Davar was not Lidvar Mitzvah anyway. Wasn't a Shas Muhammad Stam, he had a bug, so to speak. That's what it says in Hashem Hisishabi. He says David to see how many people he was ruling over. Is this brought the halacha? There is a Rambam that mentions it. In Hilchos Tamidim Musafim, Perek Dalid, Halacha Dalid. When he mentions the pious of the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, V'lam Amonim HaMinyan She'eskimo Olav Alech Boz She'etziyu. Why did they count the fingers and not the people? They took an arbitrary number, and whoever the number ended up at would be the one to get whatever Tz'chiyah it was. L'fisha Aserim L'Sesh Yisrael Ela Idei Davar Acher She'nemar Yifkdein Batzloyen. That's the Gemara that we saw in Yuma. That's brought in the Rambam. In the Shulchan Aruch it's not brought. Who brings it in the Shulchan Aruch? The Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, there's a siman in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Nun Vav, which is Hilchos Maso Matan. So in that siman, the Magen Avraham has like a whole page of all kinds of halachas that are found in the Gemara that don't find a way into Shulchan Aruch, and he just quotes them one after the other randomly. And in that Magen Avraham, that long Magen Avraham, he mentions this Isser. It's also brought in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So, you know, it's hard to know. You know, it's not mamish in the Shulchan Aruch. We do have the minute going back quite a while, and the Gaonim already mentioned the notion that when you come to shul and you want to know how many Jews are here, how many men are here for the minyan, you don't count directly. So what do you use? You use a pasuk. We all know the pasuk Hoshea Samecha because of the 10 words, and also. My son comes home from school with this other pasuk, not a pasuk, but the bracha, Baruch Hashem Kei Machalam Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz. Why that? I have no idea. But it's also 10. In the Gaonim, you find another pasuk that's maybe most appropriate for this occasion. That's the pasuk that we have in the Sukkim of Matovu. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Vani Barov Chastecha Avo Vesecha Shtachave El Heichal Kachacha B'Yosecha, exactly 10 words, and it's about coming to David. The way it's set up, though, I have here from the Sefer Ha'ora of Rashi, he brings, the Gaonim already say this, Kad Machansim Lebeknishta, Ubay Lameda, Yav Yasara, Kaimalanda Asalimno Safilud Bar Mitzvah, Beicha Avdu, how do you do it? Pasachad, one person starts, and you says the word va'ani. Tinyan, the second person, says Berov, Gimel, Chasdecha, Dalet, Avo, Hey, Bisecha, the Kadmishlami, Haipsuka, Al Haisidva, Yadu, the Igasara. Apparently, the way it was done then was not to take the Gabbai, the Shamis, or whoever say, I'm going to count by using the Pasuk, but every person identified themselves by another word in the Pasuk. This is what's quoted by the Paigo and others as well, to use this Pasuk of Vanibra of Chastacha. Anyway, that's Minig Yisrael. So obviously there's something to this. And when it comes to a census, of course, in Eretz Yisrael, many tshuvas have been written about what about when you fill in the blanks of a paper for a census. So is there a problem or not? Many tshuvas of Rabbi Yosef and others, Rabbi Bleich has one of his books, a very nice essay summing up various tshuvas about the issue. Tzitz Eliezer has a very lengthy tshuva about it, Rav Oldenburg. The basis to be matir is because it's a davar acher, it's not a head count, it's filling out a form. On the other hand, if it's not considered a bar mitzvah, then possibly you have to be choshesh according to Tosus Rid for any kind of a census, even a davar acher. Okay, so therefore you have all kind of, Vosner has many tshuvas about this. You can look into the topic and you'll find you can write a nice paper about it if the occasion suits you. But it's a nice topic in any case. There are those, Rav Sternbach, I think is Machmir. I think the Dachredis came out against it. But there are those who are Mekum. I mean, it's one of those things where, again, depends who you ask, you'll get a different sack. Yes, Yoah.
Could you hear the difference from what the Goan and Rashi say? They say that the one person isn't specifically counting, saying, even using a pasuk, each person is saying a word, and
right.
If they end up getting to the
right,
end of the pasuk, then everyone knows. But it's not one person going, literally counting, or shit, and it's not one person doing it.
So that's even one step better.
Exactly.
You're saying that.
Or according to Rashi, maybe the other way with the answer?
I don't know. And it's hard to think that has to be because each person is saying it. If one person would be doing it, is it bar mitzvah, and it's not direct. So the Gemara says if it's not direct, but bar mitzvah, it's mutter. So why would it be considered direct if I said bar mitzvah, chatcha, we do, but hoshia sanacha? But somehow, the way they did it, they could get everybody involved, group participation. I don't know that it means to say that the Dafka has to be that way. Yeah.
Why is it not direct? I'm still pointing. I know like Hoshia stands for one in my head. So when I'm pointing,
yeah,
it's still.
Same way they're counting the fingers in the case in the Mishnah Yuma, they're counting the fingers.
I just know, why is it not direct?
Because I'm not counting the Gugulosa, I'm not counting the person, I'm counting the finger.
I still know that represents one.
Can present, that's the difference. It's representing one. It's not isolating the individual and saying you are one. The finger is one. The symbol, the cheres, the tre, the pasuk associated. Once it's removed, it's good. The idea of Ein Hara is a whole broader topic, obviously, and how that impacts on halacha. All kinds of halachas that seem to be based on Ein Hara, like giving aliyah succession to brothers, a father, a son. Things like that, a double chuppis, double brisin, you know, the old country in halachas. This would be another one of those halachas that seems to be based in this notion of Ein Hara. But again, what's interesting about this is it's not mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, it's only in the Magen Avraham, but then it does come up in the poskim afterwards. Yo.
Yeah. Do you have problems associating with the Jewish number? Can that like be part of the Ein Hara itself?
Because what? Because you're more than just a number, because you're. You have to look in some of the svarim. Rabbi Mechaya has a discussion about it. Yakides Yitzchak, Yitzchak Ramah has. There are different ways to explain it, the negative risk. I think Rabbi Mechaya says it in the following way, that our strength is in our tzibur quality, our collective. And we rest on each other. And there's a koach of the tzibur. Once you take an individual and isolate him from the tzibur, so it's not so much he's a number, but that he's no, you know, you're taking them and you're looking at them now in a very closer way. We all have our shortcomings, our imperfections, but because we're part of the tzibur, so if as a tzibur we have many schusim, so the fact that individually we may be falling short here and there doesn't necessarily get the type of focus that would expose us and make us vulnerable because we're really meshing with the larger tzibur. If you're standing out, then we look at you individually. You're saying maybe a little bit different idea, which might also have merit. Yeah. Okay.